That's what I said to the interview woman too, that, you know, after menopause, you know, I just didn't have the same, I don't have the same sort of manic need to be making something every second of the day. And then also, that you know the forms of making things often, and you know the forms of exhibiting something or the distribution of it, and then you have to kind of relearn or find some crevice of something that you've missed to find a new way to, you know, be excited about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been working a long time, so I've had really like a lot of experiences that, you know, for the most part have been very good. Mm-hmm. But also like in the last couple of years I got married, and
whoa.
So I put, so I've spent time being married and also like living out of the city, paying attention to other things like gardening and things like that become, you know, endlessly fascinating space. And then also living out of the city for me is inspiring for work, you know, which is very different than, I mean, I guess I've gone out of the city for a long time, or when I first started going to New Mexico in the 90s and the 2000s, something, I can't remember if it was 90s or 2000s, but, I guess it must have been the 90s sometime. Then my work changed a lot just from being out of New York. It's not like in New York my work was very social in its configurations or anything like that, but it's still different than being in a more natural, you know, environment with plants and birds and animals and stuff.
Let me interrupt you for just a moment so I can do a little header for this.
Okay.
This, Christopher Lyon interviewing Kiki Smith on June 9th, 2017 at her house in the Lower East Side of New York. So hopefully that worked out. So that's interesting that you cast that geographically, because what I was trying to think about is, you know, how we could talk in a way that was not overly linear and narrative, that could work across pieces from maybe different decades, and make connections that might be interesting to you, but at the same time have at least, you know, a little bit of a framework there, so this wouldn't be too hard to follow. And it struck me that maybe one way to do that would be reasonably neutral, mm-hmm. and yet potentially illuminating for, mm-hmm. for what you do, it would be to talk about the successive, you know, domestic environments, if I can put it that way, that you've been in, perhaps, you know, starting with South Orange, but also, you know, Ludlow Street and this house. And where are
in
you?
Catskill, Catskill, New York.
Catskill, New York. Catskill. And there have been some intermediate places. You were in Berlin for a residency,
was
it?
No, I used to go there every year for, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and you mentioned New Mexico. So there are these different environments that have
produced work.
I don't know how that sounds as a structure, but the other thing that I... I was taken with this. I was looking at the catalog for the Pace show, Lone Star. And it was just a very nice sentence. The idea was to build an open narrative about the precarious wanderings during life's pilgrimage, as well as to acknowledge that often during quiet and seemingly incidental moments, creativity and inspiration are given to us freely, and how, as an artist, one tries to imbue the next generation with a sense of possibility. Which is, well, in nice. A way is kind of the point of these.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Is to say what, it, yeah.